Welcome to episode 26 of Palmcast, and for your fun fact of the day, tri-palm card number 26 is... Fancy taking a guess, Alex?
26. Sid.
No, it's Gilgamesh. It's okay, I wouldn't have guessed it correctly either.
No, that's tough. I was going to say lightning to begin with, but then I realised I would have put that much closer to the beginning.
Yes, he is possibly 12? Number three, but I'm not sure about that.
Really? Oh, God. Anyway, I continue.
Not sure. Anyhow, you know, I feel our podcast lately are going through a bit of a phase of distinct themes. Last we spoke, we were discussing about state of play, obviously with the Final Fantasy VII remake trailer drop. And now, you know, we have a trip to reflect on, and in no time we'll be discussing E3 when that comes out. So... I think for this occasion, let's just begin with KupaCon and take each event in order. So I think we should begin with the bigger palm, which is not only 1 month away, but we just very, very recently had a nice drop of information.
We did. And I assume you refer to, I got a little bit distracted because my phone was ringing and it says it's a call from Newark, New Jersey, but I'm going to assume it's not incredibly important and they'll come back to me. We're talking guest announcements. So, Quentin Flynn will be attending the Bigger Palm in Newark, New Jersey, which is in what, 5 weeks?
Yes, it must be by
five
now.
5 weeks on Saturday, I think it is.
Mm. Yes, that sounds
correct.
That
is what we were talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Quentin like Flynn. I said, the phone was ringing and I was getting distracted. But yes, that's our full lineup. Nobody else is coming to the Bigger Palm. I can confirm that. We're pretty much good to go on that front. This is the part where we start, you know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, that kind of stuff. The quest logs are in. Everything is pretty much here now. So, and if it's not here, then we're going to pretend it shouldn't be here or it never existed.
It's good. I'm starting to see a build of excitement in the community group. There's new members joining and they're sharing their cosplays. I'm seeing merchants showing off their wares. It's brilliant. You know, I like when you see that kind of build up and the hype comes up. There's mention of people coming again with the whole wedding dress idea for the evening event with Neo performing. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking forward to that as well. And my aim is to find a shirt that I won't rip up on stage.
Yeah, you do have a tendency to rip your clothes off at KupaCon, but that's another story entirely.
It's quite a recent... It began at Gen 3, and...
It was at Toronto, wasn't it, the first one?
Yeah, and that was quite a nice shirt. I'm really sad about that one.
Well, why did you do it then?
I can't remember. We were on stage together. Maybe it was... saving next year like that, but anyhow,
I think it's just your it's the animal magnetism. But
the
Bigger Palm is pretty much, as I've said before, good to go. We're pretty much, I got some final details to prepare, and then we are, by this time next week, maybe a little bit later, I would have literally close the book on it and it'll be good to go. And all my attention will be turning to our friend across the ocean, which is Pomex.
Quite a beast that'll turn out to be.
Yes,
already.
It's gonna be big. I mean, ticket wise I mean, don't get me wrong, the Bigger Palm's been selling very, very well for the last couple of weeks. In fact, we've sold a lot of tickets just in the last like 4 to 6 weeks. The Palm X is, you know, kind of hit the stale point because it's been months since the launch and it's still months to go until the event, but they're still selling. And it is officially the largest KupaCon we've ever hosted. We're probably going to be looking at just under 1,000 people when all's said and done. So that's a crazy number of people.
Oh, for sure.
So that's very
exciting.
Imagine
that opening ceremony.
Oh,
that closing
me,
with
I
everyone.
Am. So the floor plans for... The floor plan for the POMEX, actually, like a draft version, was created way before we even decided to host it at the venue because, you know, they had some concerns about the way we wanted to lay it out. So we actually did the floor plans way in advance. So we have a good idea of what it's going to look like already. So that's exciting because I remember we were talking to them and they're like, yeah, you could probably fit, you know, was it 20 to 30 tables in there?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, look, here's the floor plan from the Royal National Hotel. I'll show you what we can fit in. But it's such a really nice venue, the Novotel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that attendees are probably wondering what's happening on the guest front. We did have two guests in the works. But, you know, as with all agents, they're not the easiest people to work with. They do make our lives unbelievably difficult. So we're keeping the doors open on a current conversation, and we're hoping it's going to lead somewhere. But guest announcements should start to drop probably. I'd like to think the first one will drop in June, but it could be as late as July. I mean, obviously we have our community guests announced, but a headline guest, I think it may be as late as July by the time it drops.
Makes sense. We were actually in talks with someone only a little while ago. I'll mention the UK trip shortly, but while we were there, we were in talks with somebody about providing some evening entertainment as well at one point. So that's something that we'll be able to come back to some later point too.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking about, you're going to say the theme of the evening.
Theme, exactly, yeah.
So really the evening event at POMEX doesn't necessarily have a theme. POMEX is just an explosion of KuperCon, right? So I would like to imagine it... kind of like a build up where it's just going to get more intense and crazy as the night goes on. So just, you know, as I always say, dress to impress, it's going to be a party, you know, it's going to be a mingling, get up and dance party.
I like that. It seems to be a case of, it's almost going to be a case of spontaneity in certain respects, but we have stuff, you know, but that's what I love about it. It's almost like, it's not going to be set elaborate structured game show feature, for example, or very specific things going on. It's just go with the flow, ride along with it.
Yeah, we're going to throw in some crazy fates in there. Fates are always a good, like, break the time down kind of thing, right? So
yeah.
And we're going to be setting up a photo booth. Myself and Alan are just going to get out there and mingle for a change instead of, you know, hosting whatever event we might be doing. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Better put my face on for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then where do we go after POMEX?
We are on our way to Port Palm.
Vancouver. And again, you know, we're still a way off yet, but I am quite excited for the ball out there, you know, for the masquerade. Did we call it? The Moonflow Masquerade. I'm really excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we've two events ahead and it's 6 months ago, so we haven't a huge amount to report on now, but it's going to be quite similar to what we've done already. We have, like, a fairly set and, as we say pretty much, once you have a time and a place, the rest will flow quite easily.
Well, maybe...
And as for...
Go on. Go on. No, go ahead. On. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, as for a ball as well, that's going to be a blast pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
So...
Now, on the topic of stuff that... We're talking about things that we don't know much about. We can talk about stuff we do know stuff about. So things that I do know that have been going on recently. Well, let's talk about our trip. I mean, that's the most recent thing that's happened to us. You very kindly picked up a Distant Worlds ticket for me. So I decided to trot across. And as many... well, before we even get there, we had planned to take a trip to Scotland to kind of look at a venue for 2020. Ta-da, we announced Scotland, if you didn't know. And I kind of figured that someone would work it out by the time they started to see where we were. So we decided that we were going to announce that we were going back to Scotland now. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. So that was from a KuperCon production perspective, the Scotland trip was very productive. I'm pleased to report that we are about 2 days away from a contract for our Scottish event. Details, not any time immediate, but hang tight. Hang tight.
Oh, yeah.
And then we met up with Mo, had a couple of drinks, five. And then we made our way down to London. We met up with some people on Friday night at the concert. Did the concert? The concert was enjoyable. And then we had our gathering on the Saturday, which I think a head count at best was around the 55-60 mark, I think. So,
Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's, I know, like with the picture and all that we've taken, there's some people who were there before it, there are people who are there afterwards. Yeah. So as a whole, you know, it was quite a nice solid turnout. Pity about the rain, but all the same, was we had a good time.
Mm.
Little warm-up for Palmex of sorts.
Exactly. Well, it was nice to see everybody. It was nice to hand out some Tripom cards. It just gave me the spirit of KoopaCon, gave me the boost that I needed before our next event, right? So that was nice.
Nice. True, it has been quite a gap, I suppose, since the last KoopaCon. So while we've seen each other quite a bit between that, such as with your own event 2 months ago, it's been a while since I've seen anyone from the KoopaCon side of things.
It's very surreal to be like walking down the street and then for someone to be like, oh, and then like they're showing you their KoopaCon wristband. And yeah. You're like, oh, hi. So, yeah, that's nice. I enjoyed that.
I recall that happening.
When was that? That was just before we were leaving to go for the airport.
We were just walking along. Yes, I do recall that.
So I recognized a lot of faces, not very good with names, as you know, but I did recognize a lot of faces.
Vice versa, actually. We compliment each other that way.
We do. Well, that's a given. Everybody knows that. So the trip was great. And now I've kind of settled back in to refocus on, you know, New Jersey and whatnot. I did post up something on the Patreon not that long ago called King Mog's Musings, and I guess people enjoyed that. So I'll do another one of those sometime next week as we're making the final preparations for shipment for New Jersey.
Perhaps I'll do a little segment on the history of KoopaCon from a inside or outside of perspective, if you get me.
Yeah, it could be good.
So I could do something like that from before the beginning, as they say.
I'm trying to think of some of the other things that are happening behind the scenes right now. So I was talking to Pontus, Mog's Art Volume 3 will be wrapped up by the end of this month. We will be releasing Mog's Art Volume 2 digitally on Patreon in early June, before the bigger POM, because we usually send out the digital version to ticket holders a little bit before the event so they can absorb it. So that's happening. There is talk of pressing Mog's Art Volume 1 and 2 on vinyl.
It has been looked into.
It would actually end up being like a combo one with Mog's Art Volume 1 on one side and Mog's Art Volume 2 on the other side of the LP. And it would just be in a standard cardboard sleeve or whatnot. It is being discussed. We're looking at doing it. It is very expensive to do. So it's a bit of a task, put it that way. But if there's interest, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'd really love to be able to do something like that or to have something like that, then do let us know. It's hard to know what they would be sold at. I probably a little bit more than the CDs because of the cost of doing so. We do welcome some feedback. And if there's interest, then we shall make it happen.
Yeah, sure. When you're passionate about music like that, you know, the great collector's items. I'm not sure many people who collect vinyls actually play them and whatnot, but, you know.
We do.
That's certainly one of the things. Oh, so you have a vinyl player, that's right.
We do. I love our record player. The cracks and the pops. Lovely.
Yeah, see, it is a quite pleasing sound. I think you had that film Labyrinth playing when I was there. Oh, I love that.
Random, but true. So we also have KoopaCon patches that should arrive shortly. They are for like embroidery patches that you can embroider onto hoodies, bags, whatever you want. So that's quite nice. We have KoopaCon socks incoming. Yes. They may not arrive in time for a bigger POM. It's going to be close. They're meant to ship out in the next like 14, 15 days with an express shipping. So it will be close. So let's see what happens there. What else is in the pipeline? There's looking at probably two more artist series being produced. Definitely not in time for the bigger POM because, I mean, we're nearing in on that very close. I mean, it's closing in quite quickly now. Mm-hmm. Muddling up my words today. But we do have the new artist series by Tengu Arts that will be available. We will have a new promo card by the wonderful Wave Chan. Two new artist series definitely coming in for POMX along with Tengu Arts, which would make it three new series. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're currently just talking with one particular artist who are in the preview test stage at the moment. So
yeah, and I'm in touch with actually one of our staff members who has shown an interest in doing a series. So that's quite exciting. So on top of that, we are looking at another project. We're working on two projects with. So we've got a project with Crim right now, which I won't delve into just yet. That'll probably be more specifics of that will be shared after the bigger poem. You'll see why it's not relevant to the bigger poem. You'll see why soon. We have two projects with Five on the right now. One is a poster project, which I think will, you know, people will be quite satisfied with. And the other project is something that we're doing in partnership with MJ Gallagher, Mo. And it's going to be a series. I'm not going to say any more than that, but the initial drawings that I've seen for it really excite me. I think they're very, very creative. I mean, I think I showed you some previews, didn't I? Have I showed it to you or not?
You did, yes. I have seen one. But
it looks like it's going to come together quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. Now, originally, we were hoping to have that done by Bigger Pond, but realistically speaking, because of the turn with the remake and whatnot, we've kind of had to shift focus a little bit. So it probably won't happen in time. But rest assured, the Bigger Pond will have so much to do. I mean, the Bigger Pond has the most hunts that we've ever had. It has the most quests we've had in absolutely ages. So it's a really full quest log with so many fates and a ton of workshops. So, honestly, there is too much to do, which is great because it means you're going to have lots to keep you busy throughout.
That's it. I mean, when you combine the fact that in the oldest event, so we had quite a lot of quests, we didn't have hunts at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you combine the hunts now with the quests there, it's a plethora of things to be doing.
Absolutely. The key to KoopaCon is not to come and do everything. The key is to come and just do what you feel like doing. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of the secret of the Final Fantasy game? You know, the MSQ is there when you want to pick it up, and when you want to just run around and do your own thing, then you can. So yeah, it's up to you if you want to grind.
Yeah, that's it, much it. There's no competition involved in it. You know, if you get every crest and every hunt perfect, it doesn't mean you're going to get a once in a lifetime item in the games, you know?
Who knows?
Well, we used to have those old competitions where if you collected a tri-palm deck,
yeah,
by the end of the day, there'd be big consoles.
Yeah. Well, we got some. Just wait and see what we got planned. I think there's going to be everyone's going to be very satisfied with all the great things that we've got going. The Bigger Palm is going to be such a, what's the word? Nostalgic is how I keep describing it, right? So,
yeah, true. I suppose it'd be 2.5 years since our first time there. And oh, how it'd be gone.
Mm-hmm. some aged. People, yes, oh, I know. Some people asking about Sydney and Montreal. I really have nothing to report at this stage. All you need to know is stuff is happening behind the scenes. We're working diligently trying to get things done, but picking venues is not easy. It does take a long time. Actually, it's one of the hardest things to do, and it's important that we get it right. Mm-hmm. But I am very satisfied with all the decisions we've made so far. So hang tight, my wee Moogles. We are getting there. Like you wait till you see what we've got planned for. Just going back to it, Scotland, the theming, you're going to love it.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about that one.
Yeah. Holy crap, yes. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That brings us, kind of round to the 20-minute mark. Thank you again, Alan, for the trip to England and Scotland, even if it did nearly absolutely kill me.
No problem. It certainly did nearly kill you. You were exhausted.
Yeah, I was.
You were going back and forth with jet lag.
Well, I landed. What day did I land? Thursday morning. We landed on Thursday morning, and I had a meeting 2 hours after I landed. And then we had a couple hours break. I napped. Then I had another meeting. Then we were on a train at 8 o'clock the next morning down to London. It was the traveling that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already told myself for POMEX, I'm coming in early. I'm going to relax a bit. I'm not going to kill myself this time.
We couldn't quite settle. I mean, just nice, funky little info here. We both seemed to wake up at one stage around 4 a.m. on the second night and just sort of broke into this random conversation about distant worlds. I'm surprised you remember.
Oh, God. Shut up. I have a habit of talking in my sleep.
I hadn't settled.
We do have a highlight. Let me just finish on a little story for you. Me and Alan have, surprise, surprise, have never shared a bedroom. It's never happened. When he was here for IEX, we all shared the president's, the prime minister's suite, but the prime minister's suite's massive. It has all different bedrooms in it. So nobody was actually in the same room or whatever. There was an occasion, cut a very long story short, Alan likes his space. That's one thing Alan likes. We never shared a room. We always have our own room. I mean, we're all adults. We all like our own space, whatever. So anyway, this time Alan says, well, hey, let's share a room, cut some costs down. It's like, okay, sure, whatever. We share one night together. I kept him awake all night. Don't read into that, you dirty people. I wake up in the middle of the night, apparently, turn around to him and say, do you have your bangle or something like that? Did you get your bangle from distant worlds? Which I do have a habit of talking in my sleep. Yes, I probably did snore because I was absolutely exhausted. And what I think was absolutely hilarious is while he'll deny it, he booked separate rooms the next night. He says he did it in advance, but I think he's bullshitting. I think he just didn't like sleeping with me and booked me a separate room. But yeah, there's a little story for you. What an asshole.
No, I can confirm I did book that room. It turns out it was bang on midnight on a Thursday, so it was before I'd even flown out.
It's funny because when we were on our way down to London, when we were on the train down, I was like, oh, I know Alan likes his space. Maybe I could book a separate room. And I was looking. And what was hilarious is they did have rooms that night and they were incredibly cheap. And I kind of wish I had for your benefit because you probably would have slept better. So.
Oh, it's fine. No, I didn't mind. I mean, the last night then was only, that was a travelodge. That was fine. I mean, I have a bit of a transcript of that chat to a certain degree because I remember it was like we both seemed to kind of move at the same time. Our beds are close enough to each other. Mm-hmm. And by close enough, I mean I pushed them closer. But it was like I hadn't really settled that night. So it's kind of the slightest thing would have me awake and it didn't feel like I'd slept at any point. So you just started talking and we both sort of leaned up at the same time. You asked about distant worlds. You asked about the original one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what you meant by it. We both of us leaned up at that point and
I wouldn't read into it.
You were given a bangle at your original distant worlds. And I said, bangle. And you said, yeah, the arm thing. And I said, no. We both just went straight back to bed.
Yeah. By the point where I said, yeah, the arm thing, I'd woken up and realized I was talking in my sleep and felt really stupid. And on that note... Thank you for joining us for this episode. I apologize if there has been background sound in this one. I am wearing headphones. However, I am having work done on my deck right now. And if this was an Australian episode, we could have made some great jokes with that, but I'll leave it. Until next time, folks, thank you very much for joining myself and Alan. We appreciate your support. We're forever thankful to the patrons who keep us afloat. We'll be back to you probably in the next couple of weeks there.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise, again, always very grateful for your support. It really means a lot to us. Quite hard to put into words, actually, but we try our best every 2 weeks when we do these recordings.
Let me try. But thank you.
Elongated, thank you. No, we really mean it. Thank you, guys. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will chat to you next time. Till then, take care.